everyone. Welcome to Ugly Betty. My name is Steven.
My name is George.
George, guess what? We are in season 4.
We're almost there.
20 more episodes.
Yep. Wow. First two tonight.
We're doing the two-parter. And the two-parter is season 4, episode 1 and 2, The Butterfly Effect, part 1 and part 2.
And only about, 5 years, almost, after the Ashton Kutcher movie. Mm-hmm. With Amy Smart from 2004, The Butterfly Effect.
Yeah. And, wow, I remember watching this when it premiered. I remember watching the promos for this episode, getting excited.
So I do have to ask, because I didn't, did you move with this show to Friday nights?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good for you. You're one of the few fans that did, because this show was moved from its usual Wednesday night time slot for its fourth season.
I kept on watching it, and then, like, because, you know, school, you know, I was still in high school, yeah? So if I couldn't watch it that night, you know, they upload the episodes to ABC.com. So yeah, I remember watching almost every single episode this season as it aired. So what about you?
I didn't watch any of the final episodes of season 4 until I got the shows on DVDs years later.
Mm-hmm. So since you haven't seen the whole season in a long time or you don't remember it, is there anything you're looking forward to in this season as we go ahead?
Well, we definitely get some great moments, some great camera shots. We definitely get some great things. I mean, when we have more guests coming in the future, I do have some questions that I would like to ask about the final season because, you know,
because we're going to have a couple returning guests from the first season.
Yes,
we are. We're picking them back out of time. We're going back in time, talking to ourselves from the first season, and talking to our guests and bringing them back. Oh, and you know who else we can get as a guest from? Who would love to do it again?
Who?
Annie. We can ask her if she wants to do an episode.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I didn't know Annie was interested in...
I think I remember.
Okay.
I'll ask.
Cool.
But, yeah, is there anything you're looking forward to seeing in this season of Ugly Betty that you are hoping happens?
Well, obviously I think I'm going to pick up a lot more this time than I did last time. Because last time I watched any of this was in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it might have been even longer beyond 2015. Because I remember I had the first 3 seasons and the one I struggled to find was 4.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find 4 anywhere. And I was looking at Amoebas. I was looking everywhere. And I think I finally had to order it from online.
The one that I struggled to find was 3, because 3 was expensive everywhere.
In 1, 2, and 3, I easily found an Amoeba. It was 4 that I had to track
down. You know I was
down.
In Texas. We didn't have Amoeba.
Yep.
It was so sad and frustrating.
So it could have been 2016. It could have been 2017 that I finally finished this. I can't remember.
But yeah, I love season 4. I love all the 4 seasons. I'm excited to do our final season retrospective, and yeah, it's been a great journey so far. And yeah, let's go into it. What do you think about both of these episodes, George?
Well, all stuff definitely hits the fan.
Yes.
With Betty, because now her decision to go in for that kiss with Henry is going to backfire.
Oh, it backfires a lot in the
not
first...
Not just romantically, but professionally, because guess who her new boss is at Mode? And guess who's been promoted to series regular in this season?
Yes. And
the fabulous Daniel Eric Gold. Now a regular on the show, and he's back as Matt, who is now, drum roll please,
managing editor of the features department at Mode Magazine.
And who's the new features editor?
Betty.
And who's the new boss?
Cal.
Yep. And so, Matt, in addition to Cal. So now it's like all backfired there. Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about everybody's journeys the both episodes. Let's start with Daniel. Let's talk about Daniel's from the first two episodes. He's mourning Molly.
Yeah.
He's sad. He went to Tibet to get over her, and then
he's still not completely together even when he comes back.
Yes, and then he's
gonna take him some time.
Daniel's
obviously, as we learned from season one, when he was getting over Selma Hayek's character,
Sophia.
Daniel's a slow griever.
Mm-hmm.
He grieves very slowly.
Yeah, he takes a trip and grieves.
Yes.
And when he got back to the airport, he got into an altercation because they lost some of the urn, but they found it. And then when he saw the photo of Thailand, he got angry too. It's just like
anything and everything is gonna set him off.
Yes, and then it's so sad because, you know, the grieving process is real. He lost the love of his life, his wife, and
who he didn't have that much time with.
And he knew it, and it just breaks your heart.
Yes.
And then he just, instead of like, he focuses all his energy to fixing Betty, and that just screws Betty up so much. Like,
yeah, everything is like a domino effect, hence the butterfly effect. Everything's like a domino effect. He means to help, but then he just makes Betty look worse.
And speaking of butterflies, I want to talk about Lynn Redgrave.
She was so fabulous, and you know what?
That was her final role. Her
final on-screen appearance was an ugly Betty. That was Lynn Redgrave's last credit before she departed us.
Mm-hmm. What do you know Lynn Redgrave for? Because this is the first time I know of her.
Well, I mean, she comes from a family, a legacy.
Vanessa Redgrave
is her sister.
Yeah.
Natasha Richardson is her.
They're related?
That's Vanessa Redgrave's daughter.
Okay, we're going to geek out for this. I love Natasha Richardson. Mm-hmm. The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
The first time. Yeah, yeah.
That was the first time many of us knew who she was, but because many children of the 90s did watch The Parent Trap.
Do you know how I discovered Natasha Richardson first?
How?
She did the revival of Cabaret Alley Cumming, and they both won Tonys for the revival. And she set the standard of what Sally Bowles is in the 21st century, because it was first the wonderful, wonderful Liza Minnelli. Mm-hmm.
Who won the Oscar for it.
Fun fact, Judi Dench, birthday girl yesterday, she played Sally Bowles in Cabaret. But
Emma Stone played it. Lots of different actresses.
Michelle Williams. In the most recent revival on Broadway.
Lots of different actresses tackled this role.
But Natasha Richardson, she played it. And, like, her voice, she's so amazing. And Lynn Redgrave, she's amazing. I just can't wait to go back to see her stuff because, you know, I'm going to be watching a lot of classic movies over the course of a few years.
Lynn and Vanessa do come from a legacy of actors.
Yes.
Which did go down to Natasha Richardson as well, who's Vanessa's daughter and Lynn's niece.
Yes.
So, I was just thrilled to see her in her final work, and God, what a voluminous character she was playing.
Yes, you just felt, you know what I felt? Magic. Mm-hmm. That's what I felt off of her. Magic and butterflies, and it's just like love and warmth, and she just put so much soul into that character. This could have been just I don't want to say like a phone-in role, you know what I mean? This could have been just an easy do, but she just filled it in. She just colored outside of lines.
Well, when you get a theater-trained actress, they know how to do that with any kind of role. No matter how little or small it is, they can use their theater training to really thicken and flesh out that character.
You felt the life behind her character.
Yes.
And she imparted so much wisdom. Like, you know, the butterfly is going to struggle, but it's going to come out just right. And the caterpillar is not gone. It's still in there, but it's changed to something bigger and beautiful. And that's a lesson for, I think, every artist and human being needs to know.
Absolutely.
It was so beautiful. Next thing I want to talk about, let's go to Mark, who is not happy about...
No, not at all.
He is very not happy.
We are still witnessing the side effects of a toss of a coin.
Like he went back to season one, Mark, Betty. That,
yeah.
That,
Of course, he's resentful. He's antagonistic. He felt like it was mine, and now because of a flip coin,
They don't know about yet.
Not yet.
But you feel for Mark. You know, you understand why he's upset.
It's similar to how I feel about Ivy and Smash. You might not agree with all of Mark's tactics, but you understand where it comes from. Because you have somebody like Mark who obviously spent his whole life worshipping and consuming magazines.
So did Betty.
But just different kinds of magazines. So you can understand where Mark's coming from because...
Can't he put his life into fashion magazines?
Yes.
And he got an offer for Vogue, which he took... He initially passed up because he thought that job was his.
Right. No. Now he's back at square one, and Betty's the one who moved up, so you understand the resentment there.
And then I think Mark doesn't like Betty anymore because he sent her to the him to the hospital.
Yeah.
That was kind of a funny scene. It's like Betty was trying to like make peace with everyone, and then...
Everything just backfired.
Everything just backfired. And he, you know, I love that scene. Mark was like, oh, I'm going to kill you. And then the EMT just put him down. And then I want to talk about the ending scenes with Mark, but let's talk Amanda. What did you get from Amanda this episode?
Mm.
And she saw her potential future in the lovely, the talented, one of my favorite actresses.
Kirsten Johnston, who was so fabulous in this.
Emmy winner.
Yes.
She won it twice,
Emmy winning Kirsten Johnston.
From Third Rock from the Sun.
And also did brilliant work recently on a sitcom called Mom, where she joined the cast for the final two seasons.
And she was in the second Austin Powers movie. And...
She did. It wasn't the best movie, but I enjoyed Bride Wars with Anne Hathaway and Kate Hudson, and she was in that as a colleague of Anne Hathaway's.
And I loved her in Sex and the City.
I loved her in Music and Lyrics. She played Drew Barrymore's sister in that.
Like, anything she does.
I love her.
Yeah, she's like...
I will watch her.
Yeah.
She has that... She has very specific... signatures that she does as an actress that go from character to character. She brings her personality to it, but
her brings her physicality.
Yes, and it works. It absolutely works.
And like, let's talk about the
Amanda
seeing her potential future.
Well, yeah, Amanda basically got a glimpse of her future and what it looks like if she remains the front desk girl.
Because
she realized in that episode, in that very moment, oh no. You age out of this eventually.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain period, there's a certain age bracket where you can be the front desk girl, but after a certain age, you're out.
Mm-hmm. And she just says, I think she says in this episode, I want something more.
Yeah.
And she's going to figure out who she is.
She is going to go on a journey.
And I love that journey, how she discovers who she is as the person that she meant to be and what her career goal is.
I forget what Amanda's arc is, so that'll be interesting to go back and revisit this, because I remembered Amanda stayed the same throughout, but
she changed, you know, she did grow and change.
Well, I...
But it's a beautiful, subtle change.
I forgot about it, so it'll be interesting to see, you know,
Yeah, is there anything else that you want to talk about, Amanda?
I'm excited to see that now because, you know, we still had a sense that it was like back and forth, ebbs and flows. Sometimes she grows and sometimes she regresses.
No, she grows, but she keeps it internal. That's what I want to say.
Yeah, but then it regresses when you get lines like, we're being looted.
And my favorite line from her is, hey, like, hey, skinny bitches! And Betty. I love that line. I love the turnaround to the cameras. Daniel's back. I love that. Hey, skinny bitches. She's going to say that a lot this season. I remember there's a YouTube video. I type in Amanda Ugly Betty skinny bitches. Like every single time she says skinny bitches in the show.
That became like her running line.
Yeah. Hey, skinny bitches. And just like, and Betty.
And that reminds you of another running line from a different sitcom. Hey, Professor Ogilvy.
Yes.
Monique's running line from her turn as Nikki Parker on The Parkers, which was a spinoff of Moat to the Eat to the
Up in the more the... No, we can't yeah. Because of, you know, copyright.
But if Queens doesn't work out, I really hope that revival does happen, because Moesha ended on a cliffhanger and deserves a better ending than what it got.
Yeah, so let's talk about Wilhelmina. And guess who's back?
Her daughter.
Nico.
Completely recast from a different actress who played her in season one. But I love the actress who they got, because I'm a big fan of Yaya DaCosta. Mm-hmm. Who, fun fact for all of you listening, got her start being a well-known public figure on a fashion competition reality show called America's Next Top Model.
What is... I never heard of that show before.
She was the runner-up to Cycle 3's winner, Eva the Diva. Mm. Eva Pigford, Cycle 3. She was the runner-up to Eva Diva in Cycle 3. So, I've been following Yaya for a very long time. Yaya's first movie was a 2006 movie with Antonio Banderas called Take the Lead.
Mm-hmm.
And Yaya's been working very steadily since. I forget which Chicago show she was on as a regular for a while, but it was one of the Chicago Hope, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
Med.
Yeah, she was a regular on...
She was a regular... Chicago Fire, Med, and PD.
Yeah, she's been... So she works steadily. I love Yaya DaCosta.
Yes.
And she does fabulous work as Nico. And now she has... Wilhelmina has a whole other set of problems that she'll have to be taking
care of. Not only
she's
trying to take back the company, dealing with Claire trying to push her out, but now her daughter accidentally married her boyfriend. And she's, you know...
So now Wilhelmina has two messes she has to stay on top of and try to keep clean.
Yeah. Literally clean.
Yes.
She was scrubbing. And she was so glamorous scrubbing. They look so amazing. You gotta love a... like, if I'm gonna scrub blood off a dirty, dirty fairy boat, I'm gonna at least have a headscarf and look fashionable. And then we'll burn
these clothes. That's what Wilhelmina does.
It was amazing.
Yes,
but yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this. I'm excited to see what happens with Wilhelmina and Nico. I remember what happens. And it's gonna be a shock.
I remember Nico was recast, because I remember watching it and going, oh, they got a new actress for Nico in this season.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I love the choice, because I'm a big Yaya fan.
Yes, and... And what else? Do you want to talk about Matt's arc in this first couple episodes?
Well, Matt's going to have to freeze out Betty for a minute, but you got to love Betty, because she's going to keep chiseling, and she's going to, until she finds a way to get at least his respect back, so that way they can work together and be civil.
Yeah, so you understand where he's coming from, but you know he's being very, very petty.
Yes.
He was very petty, especially... With the magazine shoot, that was very petty.
Well, also, but it was...
But it was Betty's fault.
And it was a reminder that Betty needed to stop holding on to the past.
Mm-hmm.
She's not Daniel's assistant anymore. She cannot be at his waking call, she cannot be at his becking call anymore. And so...
Yeah.
That was one of the central themes that I actually got from the two-parter here, was letting go of the past.
Mm-hmm. You have to grow...
Which
or...
Betty wasn't doing, and that's why, even though he was being petty, Matt was calling her out, going, hey, this is your job. You are supposed to be here. And Betty had to save the day, because Daniel was refusing to back down from the shoot, handing it over to Wilhelmina, but after he made a big mistake, a big no-no, and assaulted somebody on set, Betty was the one to be like, Daniel, we need to leave now. You assaulted somebody. Cops can be called. We need to leave right now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then... And Mac was going to give her all friends because of, like, you know, he said he liked the muffins. Mm-hmm. So... But, you know, she ruined it after the meeting with Daniel sticking up for her. And you know who I really loved in this episode? Smith Cho, who played Megan.
Yep, Megan. Betty's office mate.
She is so funny. She is so good. I want to see her. I want to look into more of her work because she's so good.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the senior year version of Betty that we're watching. The only difference is she's not in college, but this is like Betty's college as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
We got to watch her grow each year, her freshman year, her sophomore year, her junior year, and now this is her senior year.
Speaking of school years, well, let's talk about Justin and Hilda.
Oh, well, Justin has entered his freshman year of high school. It was a damn shame he didn't get into LaGuardia.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, and it's just like, it gave me little flashbacks of how... what happened to me in high school. Mm-hmm. But it was a different set of bad, but it just reminded me, and it was like, oh gosh, I remember, can I tell you a story of what happened to me in high school?
Go for it.
I think sophomore, junior year, I was walking down the hallway and these two girls were walking behind me and they just turned around. You know what they did? They put tape on my butt without me feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, I went through the brunt of mine in eighth grade, actually. Mm. I was called every name in the book to my face and behind my back. Gay guy, fag, faggot, gay faggot, because they were so original. You name it, I was called it. So, yeah, who can't relate to what Justin's going through with the bullies at his school? And, of course, he doesn't want to tell Hilda because... sadly, Hilda wants to be there for him and wants to understand, and this is actually what I love, and I love that there's always been that alliance between Mark and Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mark is somebody who has been through what Justin is going through,
and Justin has always been, ever since season one, has always been Mark always liked Justin.
Well, yeah.
He never kind of really liked Betty.
Well, Mark saw a lot of himself in Justin.
Even that first scene, like, ooh, you saw the good stuff. Season 1, episode 4, Faye Sleigh Ride.
Yeah.
I love that episode.
Me too.
Mm.
Great title, too.
Yeah, and now, it's just like, after Hilda came, this talk, attack Mark, basically. And then it's just like, you know, and now she, and then Ignacio made Hilda realize, like, you know, sometimes your son needs to talk to other people. You can't, sometimes the most important thing is to give them their space and let them bigger things out, like people.
Especially after everything she put Ignacio through.
Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she's learning how to be a better parent, and that makes you a better human.
Yeah.
And... yeah, that was, and nothing really big with Ignacio besides that scene.
Well, yeah, because Ignacio's been through it. I mean, Betty was a piece of cake because Betty was ambitious, but, you know, he had to deal with some stuff with Hilda. Mm-hmm. She did get pregnant at a young age.
The character Ignacio didn't do that much between these first two episodes, but he's going to get some stuff in the middle of the season.
Yeah,
and now... I think we covered everyone. Let's talk about our main girl, Betty. How the show opens, she's having a anxiety dream with her teeth.
Well, yeah, because this is the season, and not yet, but...
it wasn't announced yet. It was canceled. But, yeah, she has anxiety because it was her first day, and then... That first day...
Well, it's a whole new, even though this is her fourth year working here, this is all new territory. New office, new settings, new challenges.
And she thought she was going to get that same one office but it was a community office. And then guess who got the big office? Matt. And, ooh, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then
Betty's gonna have to roll with the punches there because he's still hurt.
Yeah, and then Megan was not giving her any favors until after she helped her with the insect jewelry, and then she tossed the olive branch, and then after the meeting, Daniel just
destroyed
all the goodwill she was starting to make.
Yes,
and then when she was pitching the insect jewelry to Wilhelmina during the pitch meeting, she said no. And I loved how she said, like, Betty, for once in my life, I'm asking bigger from you. And then, but before that, I want to talk about Wilhelmina gave Betty that advice. You need to be a shark to survive your new job. You got this promotion. Start being a shark. Or you won't survive. You won't cut.
Yeah.
And then during the pitch meeting, everyone said, do not bring up malaria. And then she brought up malaria. And then that was so smart what she did. And then
Betty's great on her feet.
Yes. Which I love. That's a very, I love this two-parter. And then she got the shoot. And then she needed to go to the mat, say, hey, I'm going to need the whole department help. And then, you know what happened? She went to Daniel to help Daniel because Daniel was going through drama.
Yep, and that was the big mistake Betty made. She should have been on top of her job at the shoot.
Mm-hmm. And then everything fell apart. She didn't get translated for the international models. And the designer did not like being rushed. He left. Daniel assaulted his ex. Mad and Betty was arguing, and then I love that scene. She was so dramatic. Wilhelmina like boom, boom, boom. What the hell is going on here?
Yep, and Wilhelmina had to do what Wilhelmina does best: take control of the situation and get everything under control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Wilhelmina does best. When chaos happens, she gets there and whips everybody into shape.
And yeah, and it was a great idea for the shoot too. Yeah, this was a great two-part. Is anything else?
And same deal what they did with the two-hour finale. They both aired on the same night, so this was a double first. They did their first two-night double finale with season three, and now for season four, they did their first two-episode double premiere.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really good season. I remember watching it. This is going to be a good season. This is going to be our final season.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to glean from the episode? And that mosquito with the smile. He's happy about malaria?
God, yeah, the mosquito.
Oh my gosh. That's just petty. That was petty Matt.
I'm looking forward to revisiting this a couple years later, because some things I remember and some things I completely forgot. So I remember how the show ends when it comes to certain characters, but other characters I completely forgot. So I'm excited to re-watch this and finish this out with a bang.
Yeah. Finish it out with a bang. I'm excited.
Not with a fizzle, but with a bang.
Yes.
And as Emma Stone says in Easy A.
Yes. Yes. So, I'm excited for this season. This is going to be bigger. It's going to be bolder. It's going to be bettier.
That was season three's tagline, but I guess we can use it for season four. Or was it season four? I thought that was bolder, bigger, bettier.
What was the tagline for this season?
I thought that was season three, but I could be
wrong. No, it's season one. The tagline from Poncho to Honcho.
Yes, and so you will be witnessing us and Betty going from
Poncho of season one to Honcho of this fourth season of reviews.
And she graduates to Honcho.
And so will we. And without further ado, my name is Steven.
My name is George.
Hi!
Goodbye.
Beep, beep, bing, bing, plink, 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 plink.